Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing.
Chime in and press one, and just say hello. Just let me know that you can hear me. I just want to make sure before I get started, and be sure I can make any adjustments. But if you can, just let me know you can hear me, and we'll get started. Amen. Amen. All right. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, give you honor, and the glory. And we thank you for the opportunity we have to be in your presence tonight. And we thank you for your precious blood covering us from top of our heads to our feet. And we thank you for the opportunity we have to be on right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your presence, Lord God. Thank you for even leading us in the way of truth and righteousness, Lord God. And we thank you as us right now as we allow you to have free course in our life. We thank you right now for your word and this time is our, Lord God. We thank you for this submit. We thank you for your results in Jesus' name. We have to bless you. Thank you, Lord God, for this moment and this time. And we thank you right now for your word, even as you lead us, guide us in all truth tonight. We thank you right now for the word, even as you continue to allow it to spring forth immediately, Lord God. We thank you for the manifestation of your word like never before in Jesus' name. And so, Lord God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we continue to press through, press in, press throughout, Lord God, even to this time, for even as time ends for this year, this fiscal year, we thank you right now for leading us in the way of righteousness and truth in Jesus' name. Lord God, thank you for right now for helping us to stand our ground and not look back. And but Lord, we thank you for truly we walk by faith and not by sight. And we thank you for the opportunity right now, Lord God, for the invitation of your word tonight. Let the manifestation come forth in Jesus' name. Thank you for the greatness of your joy, your peace in Jesus' name. Thank you for doing an almighty work within us in Jesus' name. So Lord God, thank you. Hallelujah. As you continue to lead us the way you have us to go, we thank you for the spirit of obedience in house tonight, that as we continue to go forth, Lord God, you would teach us, show us in your word, even as we go forth, Lord God. Thank you for giving us a mind and a will to do thy will, Lord God. And we thank you that we want to please you. And we thank you for the opportunity that you give us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that no weapon that is formed against us to prosper. But we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we have your peace that surpasses our understanding. We thank you that no matter, Lord God, what the enemy has either plot or plan, he has already failed in Jesus' name. He will never have success against us because, Lord God, because we truly have decided in our hearts and our minds to give our life to you. And truly, he cannot take it back. Take that which we have given to you, committed unto you. He cannot take back in Jesus' name. But, Lord, we thank you as we made up in our mind and our heart decision, Lord God, to stand for you. Thank you for empowering us to stand. Thank you for giving us the will and the heart to continue to fight, Lord God, no matter what weapons, no matter what thing, no matter what situation they come against us, Lord God. We will not lose heart, but we will stand our ground, Lord God, with purpose by your design. So, Lord God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for this time, this hour, that we should stand our ground and we should not back down, but we should go forward, press in, press through, breakthrough in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your word rest upon our hearts tonight as you bring forth, Lord God. Let a word come forth that will encourage our souls tonight. In the name of Jesus, we submit unto you now, and we give you all the praise, all the honor and glory. Your son, Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Welcome to Eagles of Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree, and we thank God for Prophet Celine Dupree. As we get ready to get to our tonight, I do apologize for a little late a few minutes ago, but nevertheless, we shall go forward. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for this time that we have tonight. You know, truly this time in the season for just to give thanks and even celebrate the life of Christ and his birth. And we thank you that we understand, too, that technically we know if he wasn't probably born on December 25th. But the fact of the matter is he was born. That's undeniable. So in fact, for the most important thing is celebrate his life that was given to us as a gift, as an opportunity for us to be back in right standing with God again. All the great benefits that came from his birth, his death, his birth, death, burial, and resurrection. So we thank God for the life of Jesus, even as he walked and demonstrated the kingdom on this earth and the difference this earth has received, you know, the impact that was made because he was born, because he was here, walked the ground, walked the earth, made the disciples and those who followed, who studied him. And because of that discipleship, because of that fellowship, Lord, you know, they began to make an impact in this world that was doomed to full death. You know, so the Lord has done a great work in that time until now. And so this, as we come to the study tonight, I really want to kind of point to some simple things tonight as we continue to go forth. As we continue to go forward tonight, we want to encourage you all to be encouraged, even as we finish this year. You know, I know there's some things that you wanted to do this year that probably was not accomplished. There's some things you desired to do this year that just seemed just didn't work. It just you know, all that you tried to do, it just seemed like it didn't work. But nevertheless, be not discouraged, but be encouraged and know that God is not finished yet. Even though we come to the end of this year, don't let that be the end of your story. Don't let it be the end of what God wanted to do. You must be determined in your heart and your mind that no matter if God said it, that's what it's going to be. And you have to hold tight to that. Amen. Amen. Someone, Amen. Someone has trying to say something or ask a question? I hear background.
Hello? I'm sorry, that was me.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Okay, no problem. But amen. So amen. So as we continue to go forward tonight, we want to allow the Lord to lead us in the way of truth. Amen. Let's turn to Habakkuk chapter 2. Amen. Habakkuk chapter 2. Amen. Let's start at verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he that runneth, amen, one second. All right. That he may run that readeth it. Amen. For the vision seeth for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. Amen. If you say this to yourself, it shall speak and not lie. And I think that's a very important point for some of us to make to ourselves. It shall speak and it shall not lie. He said, wait for it, because it shall surely come and not tarry. Amen. And verse 4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Amen. But the just shall live by his faith. So I want to stop there. But I'm talking tonight, planning for impact. Planning for impact. Amen. Planning for impact. Amen. I'm getting messages that some people are trying to call. I don't know what's going on. Amen. Let me try to make sure they get the right. Make sure I put the right number on. Just make sure. Amen. But we're talking about planning for impact on this year, 2017. But we still have to get through 2016 first. And so when we're talking about planning for impact, we talk about, you ever heard of this saying, if you don't plan to succeed, you plan to fail. We must take time out to prepare ourselves for success. Success isn't always something that you just kind of bump into or just happen, just happen by accident. But it should be by purpose. Success, for some people, some people have testimonies where something that happened, like at the right place at the right time, certain things happen to take place. But that's not always going to happen. When we talk about having success, even as I sit back and I look back over my life, but especially this year, I saw a lot of bright spots. There were some good things happening. But I also saw some things I wasn't too happy about. And I'm just dealing with myself. I don't have to deal with no one else. But really dealing with myself, I could see some things that I could have done better or I should have done better. But at the same time, I'm not going to beat myself down about it because, we live and we gain experience and we learn. But that's the key thing that we need to learn from what it is. And as we take, as we take inventory over your life and over this year, look. Now, I know some things we did this year or experienced, we want to forget. I can agree with you more. There's some things I look at this year and I'm like, man, if I could do that all over again, I would not have taken the blue pill. I would not have taken the red pill. I would have just done something totally different. But the truth of the matter is we made our choices and we have to live by our choices. There's pros and cons to our choices. And we have to be able to accept our choices. You know, making it is one thing, but then really accepting the truth for what it is, that is another thing. So I would encourage you to not allow the enemy to steal your joy any longer in this. We must understand that the Lord desires for us to do his will. And, you know, sometimes we may fall short of some things, but if our whole, if our heart is pressed, we must press towards the mark of the prize, which is the high call. Let's go to that scripture right quick as I'm going into this. That is Philippians. Actually, yes. Philippians chapter 3, I think it is. Amen. It's amazing when you start doing something. Everybody got stuff going on in the house trying to do stuff. But amen. Verse 14. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Well, let's go to verse 13. Brethren, I count on myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Let's just stop right there. Let's stop. That spoke volumes, just that one part of the verse right there. Amen. Pressing, you know, forgetting those things which are behind. We have to learn how to forget as easily as it is for us to remember. So that we have to learn how to forget some things. And you know, and I can be hard on myself. When it comes to certain things, I definitely can be hard on myself, and I'm probably the first one. Amen. Wait a minute. That's what happened. Okay, wait a minute. You don't pause for me 1 second. I think that's what happened. The number, I don't know how. Well, of course I know how that happened. But 1 second. Okay. Okay. So, like I was saying. You know, we have to learn how to forget some things. You know, if we don't, we want to set ourselves up for fail again and again. It's going to be a vicious cycle that's going to continue on if we don't change. And this is why it's very important for us to understand, you know, and then how we deal with our disappointments. If we don't deal with disappointments and discouragements properly, if we don't, we will find ourselves in a bad place with stuff. We'll find ourselves beating each other up, you know, as far as not beating each other up, but you beat yourself down about you get down and you get yourself discouraged, and now it'll be hard for you to go back and actually, you know, go back and do what you need to do because you're so down on yourself. You know, and that's why we have to be careful and while we go forth. We have to be careful how we handle ourselves, amen, how we do. Wait a minute. Oh, God. Wait a minute. Okay, all right. Okay, so we must be careful how we handle our disappointments and even our success. Now, especially with the disappointments, let's deal with the disappointments here, because if we don't deal with disappointments constructively, it's a setup for fail. Because the Bible says, Romans 8:1, there's therefore no condemnation to them who are Christ Jesus. Praise God. As we look at this, is our failures, our success, you know, the things that we've done good and the things we've done bad, the bottom line is, if we don't deal with those things the right way, there's going to be a stumbling block. It's going to cause vicious cycles. Once again, we'll find ourselves going through over and over and over again. And like I said, from personal experience, I'm telling you the truth, it'll set you up for disaster, because what will happen is it'll start having you doubt yourself, doubting God, everything God has to give you, have you kind of second guessing, moving slowly, and before you know, you'd have missed part of your life because of living your future in the past. Let's not live our future in the past or because of the past. We must understand that we have to understand that even some of the great successful people, they had to learn how to. Certain people who've been successful. Matter of fact, the one I heard most recently was the guy who came up with the Kentucky Fried Chicken recipe. It was 100 times he was going door to door trying to get someone to buy the recipe. 99 people turned it down, and on the 100th person or something like that, that's when he was able to receive. The person actually took it and bought it and went on. But the key to it is this. If he had stopped at 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 99, he would not have achieved the success that he was supposed to achieve. This is why we have to have a spirit to win. We have to really press, fight to win. We can't be so easy to give up. We are apostolic and prophetic people, and one should be one strong one attribute that we should have strong is to fight to the end. You know, we must fight the good fight of faith. We don't lay down for the enemy. You're gonna, you know, there's some of you that you've been determined to try to succeed, press your way through some things. There's some things that God has given to you that He wants you to accomplish, and you must. We must be determined to press through in spite of the challenges that come, not give up, not give in. We have to overcome. And so because of those challenges that's going to come, the enemy has determined to make you feel. See, he can't stop God. Remember this. The enemy can't stop God. There's nothing he can do with God. But he can persuade you to give up your victory. We are victors no longer. I want you to repeat this after me. I can't hear you, but I want you to repeat this after me. I am no longer the victim. In 2016, I may have been the victim. In 2017, I am the victor, and I will have the victory. You have to begin to speak what you want and not what you don't want. You have to begin to press beyond your defeats, or your failures, or your unsuccesses, whatever it is. Guess what? Leave it in this year. Press on. Press through. Don't look back. Don't be like Lot's wife. See, Lot's wife, she could not forget the past. She could not stop from looking back. And so because she ended up looking back, she lost it all. Let that not be our testimony. That we are so much into our past that we lose our future. Don't lose your moment for the past, for a past moment that you've already come through. Learn from it, but go forward and press forward. Amen. Let me go back to the scripture. Amen. I feel very strong in my spirit tonight, and it's funny because having all the challenges, the interruptions, all kind of things are trying to happen, but we're going to preach this word tonight. Amen. He said, forgetting those things which are behind. See, we have to forget, so much so that even when they begin to call out your name, they begin to try and get your attention. Matter of fact, I'm reminded of Peter when he got off the boat. Peter got off the water, out of the boat, and he began to walk on water. And I'm pretty sure the people did the other side of the Peter, don't do it, Peter. You crazy. I'm pretty sure they were saying all kind of stuff. But in that moment, Peter had to stay focused on Jesus. Let me tell you, 2017, we must get out the boat. We must begin to walk on the water. We're going to hear, yes, people be like, man, you're crazy. You're doing, man, no one ever did this. And that's why you got to say, yep, and I know that's why it's going to work, because no one's done this, and God has given this. You got to know the mandate when God has given it to you, that that's yours. That mandate has been sent given to you for you to accomplish. And I don't care how many devils in hell try to stop you, you cannot back down. You cannot quit. You cannot be talked out of your destiny. Don't let them shortchange you. You know how it is to be down. You know how it is to be without. You know how it is to be unachieved or just didn't accomplish what you set out to do. Enough of that. Let's accomplish some things in 2017. Let's go in and get it done. Let's not quit. See, I'm preaching to you, but I'm also preaching to myself because I've seen some things that happened this year that I just let go by. And I said, Lord, if I could do it again, but nevertheless, I'm going to press forward. And it will be no repeats and no sequels. That boat will not sail any longer. It's time for a new beginning. You have to be so determined to win as the devil is determined to you to fail. You have to be even and beyond. He want to see you fail. He want to see you quit. He want to use everybody and your mom, everywhere to discourage you. But you have to use that negativity and turn that fuel into fire. And begin to live. You got to understand this. You won't always be the first choice. All right, I'm talking to somebody tonight. You won't always be the first choice. You won't always be picked to be the first to succeed or most likely to succeed. Matter of fact, some people will write you off. Matter of fact, you've already been written off. Matter of fact, some people have tried to actually knock you off. Some people have been sent with a mandate to knock you off the pathway. But you have to be just that determined to win. No, not no Creflo Dollar, no one else, but I am who I am by the grace of God. And I say that because of this. Sometimes we look for things from different people. And sometimes when we look, see, sometimes when the people that we look for things to come from, it's not going to come from them. It'll be the one sometimes that you least expect that God will speak to that will give you the revelation that changed your life. God will use the simple things in the world to confound the wise. Sometimes we look for the big, bold, miraculous, and it's the things, the simple things is right there. If anyone needs to call in tonight, you have any questions, need prayer, anything tonight, the number is 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. Let's roll. 347-945-5416. He says, I count on myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, and we know, looking at the life of Paul has been stoned, left for dead, lied on, all these kind of things have happened to him. I mean, beat down, embarrassed him, all that kind of stuff has happened. But guess what? He did not stop. And as much as they wanted him dead, he was just that determined to live. See, we have the fight in us. I'm sorry, your preacher, your pastor may not be able to always pray you through it. Your best friend may not even be the best friend. You might can't find him when you need him. Your favorite TV pastor may not even come on. He may not say that right word that will spark your life. But the fact of the matter is, you got to believe in the God that's inside of you. This is the time and season that we got to rise up. You have to be that determined to win. We're planning for success. Amen. We are planning for success this year. Amen. We're planning, and let me say this. We're planning and we're pursuing success as well. We're not just going to make some nice notes about it, but we're going to actually put forth the effort to bring it to pass. So I'm editing the title. We are pressing and we're making success out of this coming year. We're gonna press through. We're gonna put forth the effort to make it be successful. And so we are planning for success. We're planning and pursuing success in 2017. So as we're continuously planning for this thing, we're planning, we're making plans. In other words, you have some goals set. But listen, it's very important for us to set some goals. Take some time out this month here. Challenge yourself. And I want you to see this. We're gonna focus on that this month here. We're going to focus on planning for success for 2017. We're going to plan. We're going to work on this thing because we have to get past talking it. This is not a New Year's resolution. But this is, we have to be determined to win, determined to finish the course, determined to go out there and execute. And see, we can't be slow. We can't be, because I'm telling you, distractions are coming. Everything and his mama will try to come at you to get you to not stay focused this year, tomorrow, in this year coming up. And sometimes the distraction will be right there in your own home. Right there. We're planning to succeed in 2017. We are planning and pursuing to succeed. Amen. I know I probably changed the title a few times, but, you know, it's just kind of flowing out of me right now. It's kind of just kind of coming at me. But let's stick with that. Let's stick with that one. We're planning to succeed. We're planning and pursuing to succeed in 2017. Amen. So as we go forth, amen, we see here, well, this is one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Now, question, what are we reaching for? What is it that we're reaching for to accomplish in 2017? And this is sometimes, and this is where we miss it, but we can say, well, whatever we do, we're just going to do whatever and accomplish. But if you don't have something that you're reaching for, what will cause you to stretch? See, if you're not reaching for something, you won't stretch when you have to stretch. I mean, you can just kind of catch your reach for something, but if you're trying to really get something and you have your eye on that thing and you're really pressing to stretch yourself, see, what will cause you to stretch will cause you also to grow. What are those things that's going to cause you to grow this year? It's going to cause you to go from a boy to a man, from a girl to a woman. You know, what's going to cause you to go beyond yourself? And the biggest thing is sometimes we have to get past the comfort zone. To be stretched, it's going to hurt. It's going to burn. It's going to be uncomfortable because you're not going to be in a comfortable position. See, stretching is not a comfortable position. It's actually stretching you out. When you talk about someone stretching, you're actually maximizing who you are, your position to get the best results from your body or whatever, your body or whatever it is you're stretching for, you're going beyond the norm to the place of a limit, whatever the limit is. And so here it is tonight. We are provoking you, invoking you to go beyond yourself. First of all, let's plan and pursue success in 2017. We have to pursue it. We have to get it done. See, it's more than just talking about it. A lot of us want to be successful by talk. But guess what? Talk is cheap. And to be honest, we've done enough talking. Some of us have done enough talking to last a lifetime. We have done enough talking. Well, even, y'all can't stop me from talking about myself. Excuse me. I can't talk for myself, but I have talked enough. It's time for me to do. I must start this thing. I must be the first partaker. I need to deal with me. So if there's anyone who'd like to call, you need prayer, you need encouragement, whatever you may need, whatever you may need right now. Amen. The number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box, and you're going to be encouraged tonight. I know your soul's going to be set on fire tonight because, if you're like me, I'm tired of seeing what I would like to have done or what could have been done, but I look at my reality and be like, what happened? And you know what the answer is? You, me, us. It's us. Understand this. If we don't take ourselves seriously, why should we expect someone else to? hear me? I'm coming down your lane. I'm talking about myself, but I'm also talking about you. If we don't take ourselves seriously, if we don't take some time to invest in ourselves, how can we expect anyone else to take us seriously? Selah, think on that for a second. If I don't do the necessary preparation to be successful and pursue it, who is going to take me seriously? And why should they take you seriously? Because if they don't see your effort, what's going to provoke them to put forth their effort? Yes, yes. We have to do that. We have to think of understanding. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God for you all who come on tonight. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for enduring. I praise God for your endurance tonight. I pray that you'll be blessed. Now, so as we go on, as we said, as we see verse 13, I'm sorry, verse 14. Verse 13 ends where in reaching forth into those things which are before. I press toward the mark. Now, think about this. Now, listen. When you press toward a mark, that means something that was made to reach. So in our preparation, if we don't make a mark, how can we know when we get there? How can we know what to reach for? How do we know what to pursue after? See, the talk can change, but that mark will stay. Oh, God, I like that. See, in pursuing our goals, talk can change, but that mark won't change. Because we're going to look at that in a few minutes. But understand, that mark is not going to change. When you make that mark is going to stay there until you change it. Or you never get to it. Now let's hold that thought and we'll come back here. Let's go back to Rebecca again. Okay. I'll start in verse 1. I'm going to read from the NLT version. He said, I will climb up to my watchtower and stand at my guard post. Position yourself. Okay, we're going to say a few things. You know, the first thing is to position yourself. When it comes to pursuing what it is that God, that mark, when it comes to pursuing your mark, first of all, we need to position ourselves. Okay, he said, upon my watchtower. So you be in place and stand at my guard post. So not only do you position yourself, but prepare yourself to stand. Other words, don't go in it weak, saying, "Well, I'm going to either hit it or I may not." No, be determined. The Bible says, "Be above only and not beneath." See, when we make losing, thank you, Holy Spirit. When we make losing an option, we sometimes choose it. This is why losing cannot be an option. If you don't make losing an option, you won't quit. But if you make losing an option, you will take it. Because when it gets too hard for you, you know what? Well, I'll just try next year. I'll get it next time. Well, God may want me to do it. See, we'll talk ourselves out of the victory. We'll talk ourselves into lack. We'll talk ourselves out of the vision that God has given to us to accomplish. We talk ourselves out of it. We have to be that determined to win. I don't care who has said that you won't make it. You have to take that same negative word and turn it into fuel to make them eat it. All right, now. Amen. Okay, then he goes on to say, there I will wait to see what the Lord says. So there's the number one is position yourself. Number two, prepare yourself to stand. You have to prepare yourself to stand. You don't go down so easy. Number three, it says to wait to see. Be patient. We have to exercise patience while we wait. If we don't exercise patience while we wait, we will not have the success that God wants us to have. Because you will get a little frustrated sometimes, but you have to stay focused. If you let your frustration overtake you, you're going to quit. Wait to see what the Lord says. And number four. Okay. Be patient while you wait, number three. But number four, position yourself to hear what God says. While you're being patient, while you wait, position yourself to hear what God is saying. If we don't prepare ourselves to hear what God is saying, without divine instruction, we will not succeed. We need the divine instruction from God to know when to move, know when to stand still, know when to do this, know when to do that. Without that, we're going to miss some things. So that's going to be very important. Position yourself to hear what God is saying. And he will answer my complaint. Okay, number two says, the Lord said to me, write my answer plain on the tablets. So number five, write down the vision or the plan. Whatever it is you need to accomplish, write down the goal. Write it down. Because sometimes we need to go back and write it down to remind ourselves of where we're going. Yeah, because life can throw you some hits sometimes, and in reality speaking, it can be some hard blows. You can get some discouragement because something you saw that was supposed to happen, but then when you get to it, it didn't happen the way you expected. And if you're not focused on your goal, if you don't keep that goal before you, you're going to lose heart. You're going to quit. You're abandoning the vision. If anyone needs to call in, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. And again, as you go a little further, he says, write my answer plain on the tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. That a runner... See, someone who takes something to run with it is someone who's pursuing something. So when you write it down, now you have made a mark. So who's ever going to pursue this thing? And it should be you. That when you pursue it, you're going to carry it out to the end and to take it to other people. You know, it's like a marathon, not a marathon. Oh, what's the name of the thing? The race where you have and you pass the baton. Amen. Yes. In order for you to pass the baton to the next generation or the next person, because see, God may have you along the way inspire some other people. See, this is why we can't be afraid to tell a testimony, because sometimes there's some people along the way who need to hear what we've done. They need to hear where we came from. They need to hear what we're doing right now. Sometimes they need to hear that. And so God will divinely instruct us to give this baton, pass the baton to someone else. At the same time, we're still running. We're going to still pursue. But sometimes some people need that in order for them to spark a new life in them. So as we allow God to prepare us for success, remember, prepare yourself to pass the baton. See, the anointing on your life is not just for you, but it's for everyone else who you may come in contact to who need a breakthrough. And sometimes you are the answer for the breakthrough. You are the one sometimes who need to bring forth their breakthrough. God may want to use you to be that catalyst for change. He may want to use you to be that inspiration of a new beginning. See, you see, sometimes you get, I know it's kind of hard for you to see, because sometimes you're so used to seeing yourself in a limited way. See, when we see ourselves according to the flesh, we see ourselves in a limited way. See, the things that are in the natural, the flesh, are temporary. But the things of the spirit is unlimited and it's forever. Notice that. The spiritual realm is unlimited. There's no limit in the spirit. That's why as believers, we need to live under the spirit. We need to live by the spirit, not according to the flesh. Because when we live according to the flesh, and we start doing things according to the flesh, we're living in limitation. But as we pursue eternal, or the things of the spirit, the things of God, we're pursuing not only for now but eternal, and then even how God would do it. He will blow your mind, because there's no limit in the spirit. We shortchange ourselves or limit ourselves when we do it according to the flesh. Amen. Moving on. Amen. Okay, goes on. He says, so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. This vision is for a future time. Okay, remember. Okay, the next one, I think, is 6. Remember, the vision is for an appointed time. There is a timetable, but there is also destination time. Or there's a certain time that God wants this thing to come to pass, or certain thing to happen. We have to stay before God to make sure it happens on time and be in position on time. See, your success is not necessarily overnight, but it's for an appointed time. Whatever that time is going to be, if that time is coming, but we also have to pursue in order for us to get there. Okay, he goes on a little further and says, it describes the end, and it will be fulfilled. It describes the end. It lets you know what it is going to look like in the end. But it's also fulfilled. Then it says, if it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. See, we have to know how to hold on and keep our faith up, even though we don't see anything happen. Hear me by the Spirit. We have to learn how to keep our faith up, even though we can't see anything happening. Number 7 or number 8, I'm not sure what it is. Don't be afraid of the unknown. Don't be afraid of what you don't see. And the next one, don't doubt what you don't see. Just because you don't see it happening today, that don't mean it won't happen. You have to understand that as God is giving you insight, and this is where our relationship with God comes in, because of faith. Now, the next verse, put it right where you need to be. He says, look at the proud. They trust in themselves. See, we can't be all prideful. And their lives are crooked. But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. The righteous will live by, in the King James Version says, but his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. I want to bring it right back to that. But the just will live by his faith. You're going to live by your faith. That's how you're going to pursue what God has called you to pursue and to obtain. As we're planning for success, we're also pursuing that success in 2017. Okay, all right, now let's go back to Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. I press to walk toward the mark, remember that mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word in you, then whatsoever you should ask, I should do it. Now, he also said, abide in me as I abide in you. This is where relationship comes in. See, when it comes to pursuing that mark and accomplishing it, we need to have a tight relationship with God, because in the midst of us going through this part, there's going to be all kinds of challenges going to come our way. People are going to be trying to talk trash about what you're doing, what you're not doing. You're not doing it this way. You're not doing it that way. And this, we're just going to fail. Remind me of Nehemiah, and as they were building the wall, Sanballat and all those came up and was saying, oh, look at this wall. It's not going to be, it ain't be nothing. A fox will run over the side of it and it's going to fall down. And they were saying all kinds of stuff, the very discouraging words. But they too had to remain in place and continue in to the finish. We have to understand that we have to continue in the next one, which is an 8 or 9, continue in until you win. Continue in until you win. Don't be afraid. Don't quit. Verse 11, he said, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be this minded. And if in anything you be the otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. If there's anything else that you want to do, he's going to reveal it to you. See, we have to get past ourselves or what the limitation that we put on ourselves and remember what we're fighting for. There's a song, I think it's by Brian Courtney Wilson, that says it's worth fighting for. I love that song. You have to know that you are worth fighting for. Your vision is worth fighting for. Your dream is worth fighting for. Your deliverance is worth fighting for. Your breakthrough is worth fighting for. Look, let's go a little deeper. Your brother and sister is worth fighting for. Their deliverance is worth fighting for. Their breakthrough is worth fighting for, intercessors. Hey, someone, the person who you don't even know that you're praying for, they're worth fighting for their success. Don't just stop at you. Let it God continue to do it through you and for other people as well. It's going to take us being determined to win in order for us to overcome. We cannot be afraid of challenges, because challenges are going to come. It's part of the life. We're going to face challenges. We're going to get tried on every side. We're going to get pressed on, pressed through. Probably sometimes we will get pressed out. The enemy is going to try us on every hand. But we must be determined to win. We must be determined not to quit. Don't throw up your hands and give up. If anything, throw up your hands and worship so you can win. We are pursuing success. We're preparing for success and pursuing in 2017. We're going to have great success. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. Don't let small-minded people. Wow. Don't let small-minded people rob you of your dreams. You know, the last thing I know who had the small-minded, thank you, Holy Spirit. I love you for this. One of God's creations that had a small mind was dinosaurs, because they could not adapt. See, small-mindedness cannot adapt. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. That makes a lot of sense. Small-mindedness cannot adapt to kingdom change. Okay, you know, when it comes to the kingdom, small-mindedness can't grab hold of that. That's why catch this. That's why we cannot be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Renewing your mind expands it. Renewing your mind expands it. This is why we can't come to God just any kind of way or come in this small state of mind. We will miss what God has for us. Glory to God. So you must press because you're worth fighting for. Amen. All right, so amen. As we get ready to come to an end here, let's verse 15. Live therefore as many as be perfect. Be this minded. Be have the same kind of mindset. And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal unto us. I mean, reveal even this unto you. Okay. So let me say this. Prepare yourself to change your mind. Prepare yourself to go into those crevices, those dark areas, those closets that you don't want to go in. Amen. Because it was in there, was living in there, what it used to be. Don't be afraid of that. If you don't let God be God, you can't be God. Why are you trying to shut down God's hand, but you trying to play God? Let God be God. As we let God be God, he can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He can do all things through us. We can do all things through him. But we cannot let small-mindedness squeeze or strangle the vision of God that he has for us. We cannot be afraid to be stretched and live. Oh, God, yes, Lord, amen. We cannot be afraid to be challenged. So as we challenge and we spend time with the Lord, spending time before the Word, in the Word, we're expanding our mind, we're expanding ourselves, amen. Okay, let us, verse 15, but as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if any thing, you be the otherwise minded. God shall reveal this unto you. See, as we allow God to minister to us by renewing our mind, we're allowing God to build us up and prepare us for what he want to do and where he want to take us. Don't be afraid to be challenged. Don't be afraid to let go. Don't be afraid to break out. Don't be afraid. The time out is now. Don't be afraid of a new year and all that it beholds. Remember, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, but to give you an expected end." Your expected end is here, now. Amen. In the sense of you can go forth and achieve and find out, do whatever you need to be done, we have to pursue our moment. Don't let our moment pass us by. Don't push it off to someone else. No, you finish your moment. You complete it. You go forth. You get it done. Amen. All right. Anyway. So he goes on to say, verse 16, "Nevertheless, we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, and let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us as an ensample." See, Christ want to make you as an ensample, as someone who's an ensample, someone who's in someone's life who's close by, who they can see the workings of Christ. They need to see the reflection of God through you. We ought to be not only God's reflection, but we should be in his reflection. I mean, amen. So we have to understand how God is operating. He's always trying to bring the best in us. So nevertheless, in our closing, remember this. Remember this, amen. Verse 18 says, "For many walk of whom I have told often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ." whose end is destruction, whose God is his belly, their belly, whose glory is in the shame, who mind earthly things. Once again, the way we think, how we pursue what we do, all these things will determine our success in 2017. No more fear. No more fear. We are powerful. There's no reason why some things happen that we should have happened, or some things get accomplished that shouldn't have gotten accomplished. We are very skillful when it comes to things. We know how to make some things work. In all. So we let's trust all, all, let's trust the ways of God, and let's truly let him build us, prepare us for the greater. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. We give you praise, give you honor and glory. Thank you for each and every one who's under the sound of my voice. I thank you right now for the word. Thank you, Lord God, as you, even as you, how we had one thing planned, but Lord, you definitely did it to your glory. And so, Lord, we thank you for pursuing your presence, Lord God, and building you up, preparing you for the greater, preparing you for greatness to come forth and go through in Jesus' name. So we thank, and as we continue to press forward, we thank you, God, for a mighty return in Jesus' name, all things being well with us. Thank you for the soundness of heart and mind as we walk in a greater place of peace that we've never walked before. Now, Lord, I thank you as we pursue your presence tonight. Touch each and every one on this line right now, even those who have been discouraged, those who may have been manipulated, been mistreated, not even given a chance to become who you called them to be. Build them up tonight. We tear down everything that's not like you, every curse, every word curse spoken, and every curse word spoken to them. We shut it down now in Jesus' name. And we allow you, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to stretch them. Stretch them beyond themselves so they can come to that place of knowing you like they've never known before. As you continue to press through, as they continue to give you the glory up for their lives, we thank you for allowing them to pursue you like never before, that they shall achieve the greatness of God inside of them. This year, we're going to finish it off strong with the planning. As we plan, Lord, help us on this week to write down those things that we plan, and help us to put it down that we want to do seriously, or a seriously heartfelt plan for 2017. As we pursue it, we shall accomplish it as well. I thank you for the wisdom of God, helping us to go forth and how to plan and how to do and what's realistically or is not good, even by faith. So build them up, Lord God. Help them to set realistic goals, even as they pursue it. But let us work together on one accord. Let us be inspired like never before. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, give you honor and glory. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And one last thing before we go, well, a couple quick things before we go. If there's anyone who's on the line who does not need to be born again, repeat this after me, Lord, forgive me for my sins. I'm a sinner. I need you, Lord. I want to give my life to you. And because I know and I see from your word that Jesus died for my sins. And you rose, he rose also. And we thank you that I accept him as my Lord and Savior tonight. Without a doubt, I believe and I receive now in Jesus' name. For those who have gone astray, Father, forgive me for going astray. Forgive me for doing it my own way, Lord. I surrender all to you. I ask you to realign me with your will. Help me to pursue your will, Lord God, and do it. I thank you, and I give you all the glory and honor. I thank you for being my Lord and my Savior. I invite you in. Come back in. Do the work through me, in me, and by me, Lord God. Whatever's going to cause you to be pleased. I thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for being with me tonight once again. And tonight we talked about planning for success, planning and pursuing success in 2017. I believe I got that right now. Planning and pursuing success for 2017. And we're going to prepare through the word this month. We're going to go forth and go in and prepare it, and we'll look at some more things, how to prepare ourselves for it. But nevertheless, be encouraged and get ready. Change has come. It's time now to go beyond your limitations. Go beyond the limits to the unlimited. God bless you all. Have a good night.